30-year-old Matthew McClintock was on his third combat tour to the Middle East. Before he deployed, he had to submit a document outlining his last wishes. The exercise was an indicator of the inherent danger of Matthew's job, but it was a task he and his wife, Allie, approached with irreverence.
One time he told me that what he wanted was to be blasted up to the moon, because to us it was just never a reality.
But last month, Matthew was killed during an intense firefight in the city of Marja. Two other U.S. soldiers were wounded.
He was going to go on a training mission, is what he said. He was going to go teach people stuff.
Being married to a Green Beret often means accepting few details about long separations. Matthew never told Allie much about his missions. Even when he was back in Tacoma between deployments, he never wore his uniform around Allie. He'd change before he got home. So when two Green Berets pulled up outside Allie's house last month and came through the white picket fence to the front porch, her first thought was that Matthew was injured.
Maybe he fell and hurt his ankle. He's kind of clumsy sometimes. So maybe I had to go to Germany. And when they told me that he was dead and Germany was pointless, everything went gray.
Allie had lost her soulmate. They'd been married 3 years. Matthew was nerdy and romantic. He charmed Allie with his love of Star Wars and quotes from Yoda.
You know, being in love before, it was, I loved somebody because they made me happy. With Matthew, I loved him because I wanted to make him happy. That's all that mattered to me.
She last saw Matthew in November when he came home briefly from the Middle East. The occasion was the birth of their first child, a baby boy named Declan.
He's such an amazing little boy, and he's so like his father already. He's 3 months old, and I can already see Matthew in him with everything he does.
And since Matthew died, a curtain has lifted for Allie. She's learned more about his life as a Green Beret from the soldiers he served with than he ever revealed himself. They told her Matthew was killed trying to help one of his wounded teammates.
Hearing the things that his teammates have had to say about him, I just am in awe that he wasn't just my nerdy husband, but that he was a badass. Can I say that on the radio?
I'd like to thank you all for being here today.
The military community and others have rallied around her.
Many of which are here for Staff Sergeant Matthew McClintock, and I'd like to thank you guys.
Supporters gathered for a memorial run in Seattle, and donations to the family's GoFundMe page have topped $140,000. McClintock says the support has been overwhelming, humbling, and inspiring.
I can't just stay in bed. I have to get up and keep moving. I have to make sure that these people know that they've made a difference and that Matthew made a difference.
Allie now is planning Matthew's funeral for real, this time with the reverence that a fallen soldier has earned. He'll be buried at Arlington National Cemetery. But Allie says there's no date yet. His unit nominated him for a Silver Star, and she's waiting for it.
My husband will be buried with that award on his chest, because it's a hero's chest and that's what he deserves. I will wait, because that is all I have now is to stand for Matthew and to stand for Declan. Matthew stood for all of us when he fell.
Including McClintock, 2,381 U.S. service members have died in Afghanistan, 25 of them since the U.S. officially ended the war. I'm Patricia Murphy reporting.